All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Christopher Moreau. He is the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals. And Chris, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. Nice to see you as usual.
Yeah, so we've talked a little bit in the past about this small cell lung cancer study that you were potentially looking to do with ifinprotol. And I just want to get a little background on this. And specifically, this target group would be a very... an important target group because these are relapse patients. So these are patients that are very sick.
Right. These are patients that have already gone through one or two rounds of chemotherapy and called chemo refractory or relapse. And there's not a lot of options. There is a treatment called topotecan that patients will take. It has a toxicity to it. You can only take so much of it. And the interesting thing about ifinprotol is that a research scientist from Dartmouth College, Dr. William North, found that certain tumors express the NMDA receptor. And for those of you that follow the biochemistry, ifinprotol attaches or binds to the NMDA receptor. And he showed in his animal studies that ifinprotol on its own with small cell lung cancer lines stopped the tumor growth, reduced it, and in combination with this topotecan, it also showed an additive effect. And so what we did is we went to the US FDA and we said, look, you let us use ifinprotol for the COVID-19 study. We have inventory for ifinprotol. It's not known to the US, it's not approved here, but we want to move it into this small cell lung cancer study right into the clinic. And that was the feedback we got, that they were comfortable with that. And that's what we announced this morning. And they gave us some good feedback on how we should be designing that study to help these patients, see if it can help.
Chris, that's a really interesting point, and why these talks with the US FDA are so important is that you're able to sort of, as we've talked in the past, sort of move some steps fairly quickly. But in this type of case, this is why these type of things allow you to get to a place where you can get into these studies so fast.
Yeah. I mean, the service, this pre-IND process is vital for companies like Algernon. You make your plans, but you go and talk to the FDA and they give you that guidance. If we were forced to do some additional preclinical work before we could test it in these patients, it would have taken months. And of course, there would have been a significant cost. So the result is we plan to file immediately for an IND, that's an investigational new drug application, to run a phase one study. The interesting thing about the study, because ifinprotol is, it's really not toxic. So it would be really interesting to see, here you've got most chemotherapeutic agents can be very, you know, you can take them but limited time because they can either affect your liver, kidneys, or heart. And I mean, they're meant to have this toxic effect on the tumor and cancer cells, but it can also have toxic effects on the rest of the body. We don't see that toxicity with ifinprotol. So, you know, we're also going to investigate ifinprotol for pancreatic cancer. Dartmouth College also showed ifinprotol was effective in their animal studies for cancer with pancreatic cancer. So really quite exciting to think that ifinprotol may be helpful to patients who have these types of cancers. We look forward to moving it as fast as we can into a phase one study and also hope to see possibly an efficacy signal. We'll be enrolling patients in the phase one study that already have the cancer. They won't be healthy patients. And so we're looking at dose safety, but we're also going to, I think, have the chance to see if the drug is actually showing some benefit.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Chris, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Steve. Talk soon.
All right. There's Christopher Moreau. He's the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals.